What's up, Hudat Nation, and welcome to the Dome Patrol Podcast.
I like how we put gumbo in the intro.
Root.
Yeah. The bark.
Yeah.
All right, what's up, Hudat Nation? Thanks for joining us on the Dome Patrol Podcast, the official Saints podcast of the Fans First Sports Network. I'm your host, Jeff. And this episode is the Saints preview episode. The Saints will take on the Atlanta Falcons in the 2023 regular season finale. Dennis Allen has a chance to earn his first winning season ever as a head coach. Derek Carr has a chance to give Saints fans some kind of a glimmer of possible hope for 2024, since he will be our quarterback. And there's also a slight chance that a win in Atlanta could be the first step in the Saints making the playoffs. We'll talk about Sunday's game and what we think can or should happen. So put your seatbelts on, keep your hands and legs inside your earbuds at all times, and enjoy the show. On the show, we have Wesley and Jason. Remember that?
God, that was so long. It was that week one?
Yeah, maybe.
It was so long ago.
Yeah, I figured I'd bring it back. It's funny because it goes on a little longer.
Right? I was going to say, like, can you cricket a cricket?
Yeah. All right. So Saints take on the Falcons. The game is going to be on CBS. It's going to be at noon Central Time. So first off is, how confident are you that we win this game?
I really do think we win this game. There is a chance we're going to get Desmond Ridder, Taylor Heinicke hurt. I think he hurt his ankle, maybe, in the game last week. I know he's dealing with some kind of injury. He's going to try like hell to play next week, but if not, we're going to get Ridder again. And I know the Falcons beat us in Atlanta, but I just feel like, I don't know, the players, it seems like there's a little momentum on their side now, and they've starting to figure a few things out. And I just think they're going to be ready to beat the shitty Falcons team that's ready to quit on their coach and fire their coach. So I'm weirdly pretty confident about this game. Oh. Something right. To do is
we seriously do not know what has happened to you over the last few weeks.
I want to beat the fucking Falcons.
Winning cures everything.
Yeah, winning cures everything. I'm ready to. I'm not only going to renew my seats. I'm going to upgrade. I'm going to get like a suite. I'm going all in.
You're going to aspire that t-shirt cannon next year.
Yeah, I am.
You are going to go to the seats where they give you good internet. Yeah. And a toilet.
Yeah.
And a toilet. And a toilet.
That's all I need. Good internet and a toilet. I mean, what more could you ask for?
So you don't need to ask me whether I'm confident we're going to win or not.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we could win. I don't have confidence that we're going to win. No.
What do we need to do different from the week that we lost against Atlanta? Besides score more points?
Just nothing. Develop a good game plan and use the weapons that you have at your disposal. Do I have a lot of faith that we're going to do that for a second week in a row? Not really.
Like, whatever we did against Tampa, let's just do that again.
Yeah, but for some reason, Allen's defense matches up well with Tampa. For some reason, it's this weird anomaly. We dominate Tampa, and then it's just not the same against other teams.
That's the Tampa game, or the game against Atlanta, is the one where we were 0-for-5 in the red zone, and Groupie was 5-for-6 on field goals.
So we need to play Jimmy Graham.
I think that's pretty ridiculous game, because I believe that Lou Hedley, if I remember correctly, Lou Hedley only punted once in the game, mm-hmm. The first time that we played him. So, and we had almost 500 yards of offense.
That was the red zone. That was the red zone game.
We were 0-for-5 in the red zone. Did have a fumble. Derek Carr threw an interception where he acted like, I don't know, he threw it behind a receiver, but still Derek Carr, man.
Yeah, like he acted like Derek Carr. So, Atlanta, was that where they had a couple of their touchdowns were on very short fields? Or am I thinking of a different team?
Maybe the touchdown after they fumbled.
Yeah, let's call them anomalies.
Oh, that was the Taysom fumble. That was Taysom's fumble this year.
Okay. That kind of stuff is kind of like only happens in that game. Shouldn't be normal. We should totally win this game.
It looked very much like Atlanta checked out this weekend. But they, with a bizarre series of events, can still win the division.
Yeah, if us and Tampa lose, and Atlanta, I mean Atlanta wins the division.
Wait, no, wait, Atlanta's.
Atlanta would win the division right if now. Us and Tampa both lose. Atlanta wins the division.
Yep.
Wow.
They hold the tiebreaker over both of us.
Yeah, because we'll all be 8-9. Wow.
I don't know. Like, if we can just sit there and say, like, oh, we're the better team and have the better players, we should win the game. Like, we would be 13-3 right.
Right.
Now.
Right. Well, that's so, my concern.
So,
is
so
we've
I'm not.
Never
I'm
been
not. To... I don't have confidence in that because of last week. Because I remember the previous 15 weeks.
Right. Well, and right. If history also shows us, we always follow up a good week with a really shitty week.
I mean, us losing to Atlanta would be exactly like Tampa Bay losing to us this week, where you have everything to play for. You're at home. It's your most important game of the year, and you lose to a team that you're better than. I mean, it would be the exact same thing. And I mean, again, that's classic NFC South stuff where we always split these games or, you know, lose games to the division rival. Well,
yeah, we need to split the game. We lost the first one, so that means we should win this one to split the season okay with series. That. That's the way it goes. The good news is Arthur Smith's about as bad as coach as Dennis Allen is. So there's hope there that he's going to do something just as dumb as DL.
I need Pete Carmichael to coach well.
So that Atlanta hires him?
Yeah.
A lot of former Saints executives over in the Falcons organization. I mean, you go with what you know, right?
Yep.
I wonder how the fans, how the dome is going to be this week. Like, do you think fans are going to be excited and it's going to be like a raucous crowd? I mean, I know it's a big rivalry game.
I think so, actually.
I think it'll be a lot of – I think that'll be one of the better crowds of the year, probably.
I think you're going to see a lot. I think you'll see more Falcons fans than
– For the confidence that you have – We Alvin Kamara just missed half of a football game. What with an ankle injury that you generally don't play the next week. If we told you right now Alvin Kamara is not playing against the Falcons, then how confident are you?
Less confident, but now this is my irrational because I hate the fucking Falcons, and I'm just like, yeah, we're still gonna win. We'll still find a way. I mean, at least they can. I'm praying, like, God, just come up with a good game plan now that you're not going to have Kamara. Do I have faith they're going to do that? I don't know. I mean, we have to use Jimmy in the red zone. We have to. Use Taysom.
We've beaten Atlanta with Trevor Siemian, with Andy Dalton, with Jameis Winston. Teddy Bridgewater beat them. I think Teddy Bridgewater might have beaten them as well at one point. With every quarterback we've had, apart from one, and that's our current quarterback.
Okay.
So you're saying he's due?
I'm still confident.
Yeah, I am.
So I'm still confident even if Kamara doesn't play.
I think that if Atlanta just commits to running the ball 45 times, then we lose. I don't think they're smart enough to do that. I mean, it's going to be – the first quarter is going to have a lot to do with it. If we have a bad start and Atlanta can continue to run the ball, that gives us a problem. If we can have a good start and get up by 14, then it forces Atlanta to have to throw the ball, which they're just not going to have a lot of success at. The first quarter is really going to tell a lot.
Now, the problem is I'm not going to be playing golf on Sunday, so we may not score in our opening drive.
Well, you could just go and be in the concourse listening to the game on the radio instead of watching it.
Oh,
and yeah.
A lot of
you can just be taking dry golf swings.
No, I'll be like the old 50-year-old guy from 1994 who sits there with the big yellow headphones on his ear listening
Can you not ask the Saints to set you up with a driving net in the dome in one of the corners where you're not by anybody and just take some swings whilst the game's going on? Is that not
possible? They'll let you hand out t-shirts. I mean, of course they'll let you play golf.
I mean, that's a great idea to keep people occupied, not having to watch the shit on the field. Huh? It's genius.
It's not too late. Somebody could always invite you to play golf between now and then.
Yeah, but I can't get in enough holes and go to the dome and go to the tailgate. Now, maybe if somebody wants to bring like a little putting green out at the tailgate and I could putt at the tailgate. That counts, right?
I mean, there was a nutria there, so I guess you could bring a putting green.
Yeah. Taylor Heinicke is dealing with an injury, but he's going to do whatever he can to try to play this week.
But
otherwise, it will be Desmond Ridder.
I mean, say
that ankle injuries are out, so it's Desmond Ridder playing, but no Alvin Kamara.
I mean, I think I'm okay with Ridder.
We have to stop Algier. He seems to always have a good game against us for some reason. It's kind of like that always happens to us with the Falcons. It's always like this one player who gets the better of us.
Well, Algier, I don't know. Is Patterson out hurt? Because he didn't have any catches or rushes last week.
I know he recently came back. I didn't think he was out. I just thought I knew he would come back from injury. I mean, unless he re-aggravated something.
I mean, yeah, the previous week he had 7 carries and 2 catches. So not sure.
So, I mean, Bijan's sitting at 948 yards. So he's going to try. They're going to try to get him 1,000. So that's really the guy we got to watch out for, I think. But just hope and pray that Ritter plays. I mean, not that Heinicke is some world beater, but I mean,
but honestly, Ritter being worse may make them hand off the ball more, which gives them a better chance to win. So actually probably want Heinicke, because either one of them throwing the ball is worse for them than Bijan Robinson or Tyler Algier or Cordell Patterson running the ball. Maybe you want Heinicke so they run less.
Well, the injury he had was the same one that had him limited in practice last week. So I would say more than likely, it's probably going to be Ritter.
On Monday, Myles Garrett tweeted about what Cordarrelle Patterson tweeted. And he said, Cordarrelle Patterson's latest retweet seeming to indicate he's unhappy with his usage this season. He had retweeted some, I guess, random Falcons fan or something, saying it's crazy how little we saw Cordarrelle Patterson this year. Arthur Smith didn't use him creatively at all and listed him as a, quote, joker on the depth chart. The joke was on all of us. And then Patterson, like, retweeted that shit. So there's locker room trouble in Atlanta to add to everything else, and I love it, which only adds to our likelihood that we win.
Have any of their starting offensive linemen yelled at any of their quarterbacks on the field while playing?
Probably. The question is whether the cameras caught it.
Was it in the game? Was it during the game, or was it just on the sideline?
Yeah. Falcons fans are calling, you know, the hashtag fire Arthur Smith is all over Twitter. Yeah. Like
especially if the Falcons lose this game, they're on the schneid.
They
may be ready to fire Arthur Smith after this game.
Yeah. Which will be their.
Man, I hope not.
I know. I don't know, though. Like, we seem to, like, Dan Quinn, Arthur Smith. I mean, that you all. Who was the other guy? Who was
Mike
the Sandals
Smith
guy?
With the Sandals.
Yeah, Mike Smith. Yeah. Dude, they have had a nice run of shitty coaches.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
Long may that continue.
Yeah. Yeah, because I think Arthur Blank wasn't going to comment this week on anything. So, yeah, Smith's probably coaching for his job. Maybe if the players don't like him, maybe they play like I don't know.
It does seem like their players feel about him the way our players feel about Dennis Allen.
Maybe our players feel about Derek.
Allegedly, that's ignorant.
No, I think the players like Allen. Weirdly, I mean, did you see the video after the last game where he was waiting for everybody to on their way to the locker room, shaking hands with everybody after the win?
Well, I don't know.
They don't play like a team that have checked out on their coach, do they? They don't.
No.
The Saints?
No, they really
don't.
Yeah,
the Saints. The Saints do not play like a team that have checked out on the coach.
Hey, this was the same thing last year. And I mean, we said that last year, is that regardless of how disappointed we were in the season and some of the decisions and all, it was a team that continued to fight for this person. And so there's obviously a lot of conversations and things we don't see or hear, and I'm sure that factors in the decision.
So when the Saints win this week, how are you going to celebrate Dennis Allen getting his first winning season ever as a head coach? Have you thought about that? You got champagne set aside?
You're going to drink until you throw up?
Ooh, maybe. Problem is, I'm going to be at the Dome. It's going to be way too expensive to do that.
You can do that when you get home.
Yeah, I'd rather not.
Do we need to have an instant reaction and then also do an extra special celebration episode for Dennis Allen's first winning season?
I'm celebrating that. But if we do get in the playoffs, when will we know if we're in the playoffs? I mean, obviously the Tampa-Carolina game is at the same time as the Saints game. So if Tampa loses, we win,
we'll know then.
Right.
But then we're not sure when the other games kick off.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we might not know until the end of Sunday night.
Yeah, we wouldn't know until 6:30 or whatever.
Yeah, Seattle's probably the late afternoon game, right?
So, well, the only late game is Bills Dolphins. So we don't have to worry about that waiting that late. The Bears Packers do play and the Seahawks Cardinals both play. They're the 3:25 Central Standard Time game.
Okay.
As soon as our game ends, you got to double screen those two games, and
hope for the best.
Or just this, the Saints get upset by the Falcons, and then none of it matters.
Then it doesn't matter, right?
Yeah. Please don't.
I don't know.
Don't put that out there.
It does feel like it's weird. Like we are on our trajectory is upswing, where the Falcons it is downswing. So I think
you mean in this season or in
this week?
Yeah, this week.
Oh, okay.
I think going into this week, I think we might get a flat Falcons team. I really think they're checked out. I know they'd be playing for the long shot to win the division, but I don't see them.
But 1 week earlier, when we were getting smashed by the Rams, the Falcons beat a possible 10-win Colts team.
Right.
29-10. They beat them pretty bad. So
destroyed by the Bears. And
it's the NFC South. You don't know what you're going to get.
That is true, too. Like, that's. Maybe they're on the up and we're on the down because we had a good week. They had a bad week.
You could convince me that either one of these teams is going to win this game 35-3, and I wouldn't think you were completely stupid. Yeah. Like I could picture either one of those things happening.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of, then let's do some score predictions. Is that your score prediction? 35-3?
It's not.
I'll even let you have 35-3 either way.
Oh.
Like it doesn't matter who gets what, but one team will have 35, the other team will have 3.
Not taking it. So that's going to be funny if that ends up that way.
All right, score prediction. Let's start with James, since we know it's going to be a positive outcome.
Just make sure you pick 3-point, some scores that are divisible by 3, since we don't score touchdowns against the Falcons.
Yeah, nobody here will be surprised to learn that I'm going to pick the Saints to win, and what? I'm going to take the Saints to win 27-13.
Nine field goals.
I guess I need another score then. That's exactly what I was going to say.
Groupie's going to break the record score for nine field goals.
Same exact score. You were going to say exactly the same score.
Maybe that's what it'll be.
I'll go 30-17.
Ooh, close.
I'll just mine. Just increase.
That was close to mine. So who are you picking to win?
The Saints. I'm picking the Saints to win.
Well, I mean, it's a legitimate fair question this year.
Listen, I haven't picked the Saints to win in the last couple of weeks. Okay, but so I was always going to pick them to beat the Falcons. I mean, I got to pick them to beat the Falcons. I can't not do that.
Leslie.
24-23.
Oh,
Falcons.
Oh, really?
Oh, I'd be so sad leaving the Dolphins. Mm,
okay.
Groupie misses a field goal as time expires.
Wow. Well, look at the opposites from the beginning of the season to the end of the season. Jason and Wesley have completely traded places. I'm going to go 34-17 Saints.
What? 34-17?
Uh-huh. There's you go. There's you. Any final thoughts? Because I think we all picked our scores.
Congrats to the Pels for beating the Lakers this week. I know by the time this comes out, we'll have had a few more games this week. Actually just a game on Tuesday. Hopefully they won that game, but it's always nice to beat the fucking Lakers. Whatever.
When did that happen? A week ago?
Quit giving them a peek behind the curtain.
It happened New Year's Eve.
What?
It happened New Year's Eve.
And you're still talking about it a week later?
That's how much I like beating the Lakers. Sorry.
Jeff, you're going to have to edit this one.
I think he wrote it too, Jason Siegel.
After being recommended to me a whole bunch of times, I finally started watching it. I think I started it once and I didn't like the first 20 minutes of it, so I stopped.
Agree.
Finish the first episode, and then it's just rolling after that.
this one's a all over the place episode. Yeah, it's because we're so used to having somebody from the other team.
if none of y'all have watched Slow Horses on Apple, I highly recommend it.
It's on my list.
And from people that I actually really trust on shows, I've heard that all three seasons, and it continues to get better and better. It's a show that will continue to come out.
Time travel.
I agree. Same exact situation. I started it when it first came out, it seems like, or even the second season. Couldn't get through the first episode.
I finished Severance and went right in to try to watch it. Hated the first 20 minutes. Was like, nope.
Yeah.
But now I've heard it.
I couldn't
it too
even
many
understand
times.
It, or it was something. Yeah, it was kind of all. I don't know. It just. Yep. It didn't track.
But it's a very good show.
All right, quick question.
Funny enough, smartly done, but really funny. Gary Oldman's hilarious in it. Out a lot, but what they put out is has been mostly good.
Yeah,
everything's quality.
They've got like a 900 win percentage,
but it's a really good show.
Have any of the people that recommended it also recommended Rebel Moon?
They did not. Actually, they trashed it. Trashed Rebel Moon.
Okay, well then there you go.
It comes by the end of the first episode. The way the first episode ends, you're like, okay, yeah, good.
Okay,
glad I stuck with it. Now I keep.
Got it.
It's a good show.
All right. Anybody else? Monarch has been amazing.
Yeah, it's been really good.
Really good. Nice surprise. So if you're not watching Monarch, so Apple TV Plus thing or whatever is winning the streaming wars.
They don't. Did y'all watch the Harrison Ford?
Shrinking.
Did y'all watch that? That was a great show.
Mm-hmm. Jason Segel.
I think so.
Or at least partially. Yeah, he's really good.
No, they've got a high batting average.
Yeah. All right, James. Final thought? No.
Nothing for me.
All right, that's all the show we have for you right now. Let's thank our loyal listeners for downloading every week, telling their friends about the Dome Patrol podcast. You can follow us on socials. Just search for Dome Patrol podcast or Dome Patrol UK. If you want to participate in game day chat, we'll go through the playoffs as well. DM us and we'll get you an invitation to the Dome Patrol Discord server. Don't forget, subscribe on your podcast app. Give each episode a 5-star rating, comment, set up auto downloads so you can listen to the Dome Patrol podcast online, offline, anytime, anywhere. Say bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Falcon. Rebels, don't tell me I got time for it. I'm sorry now, don't take another life from me. I'm not scared of my Rebels, don't tell me I got time for it. I'm sorry now, don't take another life from me. I'm not scared of my Rebels. The Dome Patrol podcast is the official Saints podcast of the Fans First Sports Network.